WPOI and WPOI HD1, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa. Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with What's Hot in Hollywood.
It looks like we may get a little chance to see Cardi B's television acting skills.
Oh.
Possibly. So, the thing is, if you remember the name Fran Drescher, and you might not, she started a little sitcom back in the 90s called The Nanny. Here's the little theme song in case you might, you know, it might jog your memory.
So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there with sound, makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became The Nanny.
Scott, yes. You are now 22. Happy birthday. Today's your birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
Do you have any clue what The Nanny is?
Literally none. I've never heard of the show. Even my parents have never brought this up to me.
Oh, gosh.
It was a delight.
So you don't know Fran Drescher?
I have no idea who this Fran is.
Fran Drescher.
No, no.
No?
I don't know who she is.
When she's so obnoxious.
Oh, my God.
That's like literally what she sounds like. But it was a delightful romp of a show.
Now, you know what's interesting is if you did watch The Nanny back in the day, it makes sense that Cardi B would play this because Cardi B has a very distinct way of talking.
She does.
And she has, and I could see her, it would sort of be like Cardi B as The Nanny. Like, it wouldn't be her being an actress. It would be her personality.
Yes.
Doing that, oh, you want some milk?
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, it would be an interesting combo because it would be Fran Drescher as her mother.
She would be in it?
Yes.
I am here for it.
I am too. Fran Drescher said, I'm talking to her representation. It's getting me really excited. It's fresh. It could be super fun. Now, she first got the idea because, I don't know, several months ago, Cardi B posted a picture of herself in like all leopard print, side by side with a picture of Fran from the Nanny days in all leopard print. And she was like, you know, shout out to Fran Drescher. So Fran was like, oh, wait a minute. There's money here.
Let's make it. Hey, Scott, find that picture that Cardi B posted.
It should be on Cardi B's Instagram.
Yeah, let's repost that on the Hot Instagram so you can sort of get an example of how this would work. I love it.
Yeah, now speaking of Cardi B, she might have some new music on the horizon too. Not about Nicki Minaj. TMZ hit up her reps and they were like, hey, so we're about to run with this story that Cardi B has a new track dropping and she disses Nicki Minaj. Would you like to comment on it? And Cardi B took a screenshot of whoever had this text conversation of her, like her man, her people with TMZ. And the conversation was like, Cardi has no song coming out about Nicki. Her next single isn't even a feature and the content is about money, LOL.
Oh.
So they're like, whoever told you that is a liar.
Wow.
So Cardi B, the rumor was that she was going to have a diss track coming out about Nicki, but does have some music coming out, nothing to do with Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
So it looks like their feud at least is kind of like settled for a minute.
You know, I would rather Cardi B focus on what's going on in her life.
Absolutely.
Than beefing.
No, but I feel like that gets exhausted real quick.
It does. It gets old, and I don't want to sit here and have to go back and forth. Let's focus on the good stuff, you
exactly.
know?
I want to feel free to like both of them.
Yes.
Because I do. Mm-hmm. So don't make me choose, ladies. Do not. Nobody's a winner there.
No.
All right. And then finally, it was revealed, obviously, that Ariana Grande was able to get out and perform for that pre-recorded Halloween special where they're going to be singing songs from Wicked.
Yes.
Which I know you're excited about. However, in photos that we have from that performance, she's got a Band-Aid on her, I believe it's her ring finger, covering up a tattoo that was supposed to be about Pete Davidson.
Oh.
Now, it makes sense because this isn't going to air until right before Halloween.
Yeah.
So by then, the breakup will have been weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she was smart to do it. But after that happened, she posted on Instagram that she's taking a break from social media. She said, time to say bye-bye again to the internet for just a little bit. It's hard not to bump news and stuff that I'm not trying to see right now. It's very sad, and we're all trying very hard to keep going. Love you, and thank you for always being here.
Just goes to show you do not get tattoos of someone that you just started dating.
Such a bad idea.
Then you got to wear Band-Aids.
Exactly. That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
We got $1,000 up for grabs at 8 a.m. You got to listen for that special keyword to text in so you can buy the Halloween costume you want to get. We got trending in Tampa Bay at 7:30.